Jeanette Convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
DeCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DeCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DeCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DeCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DeCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified.
This church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at 30. High noon.
The Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the new world order.
Turning the tables on the establishment 15. That wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the new world order.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
Just how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford, Ella Sobel in studio. Special guest on the line today, Stephen.
Yes, James Carolus is a Ottawa-based broadcast and print journalist, and he has returned from Orlando, Florida with some information on some events happening there and new things for the Orlando-bound traveler. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Glad to have you with us. Now, what exactly did you find out during this most recent adventure?
Well, I was down at Universal Orlando to see the launch of their Revenge of the Mummy ride. And if you've seen the Mummy and the Mummy Returns movies, you can guess the basic theme. The evil mummified prince priest Imhotep comes back to steal your soul, and in doing it, you end up going through an incredibly insane ride that takes you through gads. A dark roller coaster, animatronic mummies jumping up, scarab beetles everywhere, and even real fire zooming through the room. And
that kind of sounds like Ella's old workplace out in the East End.
Yeah.
So can you keep telling us about this mummy roller coaster?
Okay, well, this is the latest event at Universal Orlando. Now, to put it in context, last year Disney did a big splash with the open of their Mission Space ride simulator. and Mickey's PhilharMagic and a few other things. And so this is Universal's counterpoint. Revenge of the Mummy is a dark coaster where you have that combination of a theme ride, of a roller coaster, of lots of effects and animatronics. And the whole purpose of it is to put you inside a movie experience, to allow you to be inside and then to get totally psyched out. The backstory to it is that you're on the set of The Mummy 3, but somehow things are going wrong in the set, and somehow the set turns into an authentic Egyptian temple, and somehow, of course, the evil Imhotep has escaped and is trying to steal your soul, and the whole thing you're going through is it's trying to escape from him. And that's the point of the ride, and it puts you through twists and turns. You go backwards, you go through fire. The experience is extremely intense.
Sounds like every day at the radio network.
The big question is, did your soul get stolen?
Well, being a journalist, I didn't have one, so I wasn't at risk.
How long is the ride?
The ride's about 3 minutes long. But actually, it's one of these rides, it's neither too long nor too short. There's enough of the experience when you go in and you go past one of the mummified movie set workers warning you to escape, and then Imhotep bursts forth, a full-size animatronic, and threatens you, and then you go through the various twists and turns. The length is just right. You feel like you've gotten enough of it, but not too much.
Yeah, sometimes a ride you figure you want it to end almost immediately as you started, and another is you leave and you don't feel satisfied.
Yeah, that's what I really liked about this ride. The timing's really good. I mean, there's one point at which you roll into this hidden chamber, and if you remember the Revenge of the Mummy movies, the Beatles come out. They've got this lovely effect where on the wall ahead of you, the beetles start coming out, and they've got a opening where they pour through what appear to be plastic beetles. But the impression is, my God, these things are actually coming at you. And at the point your brain starts to question, you get pulled way backwards into a dark chamber, and you suddenly see a light come up which has the sign of the Magi, who are the people who are supposed to protect you, and then you get whipped somewhere else. So every time you're starting to question the ride, you move.
This is kind of a scary experience there. This is all at Universal Studios Theme Park in Orlando.
That's right.
Now, that's one thing I enjoy. Now, did they also have that particular association with the other three theme parks, Busch Gardens, Wet n' Wild?
Not really. I mean, For this particular one, of course, Universal is trying to pop up the image of Universal Orlando, because the park right next to it, Islands of Adventure, has gotten more of a racy, exciting image.
Sure.
And the original park has actually been seen as not quite as interesting. So this is an attempt to bring that back. But beyond promoting that, no, they didn't focus on the other parks in the area.
Because the interesting thing years ago with Universal Studios to compete with the D word, they actually associated with the other theme parks and launched a scheme with tickets where you could buy a pass that would get you into all four parks.
Well, it is true that on some of the deals they've got right now, they will give you some access, I believe, to Wet n' Wild.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're not doing the heavy cross-promotion they were doing before. It's actually kind of interesting. But that's partially because the travel industry is recovering in Orlando. They had a big panel when we were down there with the media. And they don't feel the need to do these deals anymore because their numbers are going up.
Oh, yes, they're getting cocky, huh?
That's right.
Famous last words. But speaking of this park, now, how would you compare Universal Studios Theme Park in Orlando to the one in Hollywood?
They're really different experiences, and that actually justifies going to both. And also, even though there's some duplication, you're going to get stuff at the Orlando park that is just different enough that it is worth the trip. Now, I'm a bit of a theme park fan, so maybe I'm just looking for an excuse, but that's my take on it.
Oh, that's fine with me. I mean, I enjoy any kind of a theme park with, you know, rides and fun events and so on. So what kind of stood out? I remember in the Hollywood park when I was there, they had this, it was almost like a recreation of a movie set with a Wild West show. Do they have any similar kind of experience here in the Orlando park?
Actually, not so much in the Orlando park. Ironically, the one that stands out in my mind in terms of that experience is not even at Universal. It's, of course, at Disney and MGM with their Indiana Jones. sort of setup. But no, it's not directly equivalent. We are starting to see trends at Disney where they're starting to pull in rides there that are at the California Park, and they're bringing one over from France. An auto stunt show is coming over from Euro Disney. But so far, I haven't been seeing much of that at Universal Orlando.
So what particularly stood out for your particular visit to Orlando?
Well, there were a few things that really knocked out there. We stayed at the Universal Portofino Resort. Now, this is done up as an Italian resort, but an Italian village, a fishing village.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been in Milan a few years ago on a business trip. The sense of authenticity is almost startling. I mean, you're in this place, and you're as close to being in Italy as you actually can be. The point that, I mean, really, down to the point of the streets, the little piazzas, the fishing boats and whatnot. So that really stuck with me, and I didn't expect a hotel to grab my attention. And the other hotel that grabbed my attention, of course, was Disney's Pop Century, which is their $99 a night budget-priced hotel. That's the one that's done up with the staircases. One is a three-story cell phone. Another is a Rubik's Cube. Another is a giant 8-track cassette. So that stood out. The Revenge of the Mummy ride, I must admit, was an absolute highlight. The only thing I can see as equivalent to it is over at Walt Disney World, which is a rock and roller coaster, the Aerosmith ride. Again, another dark coaster where you get whipped around with lots of lights and lots of effects. But, no, the Revenge of the Mummy coaster was just really, really cool and really clever. Really well done. You could tell they'd spent a lot of money on it. And yet there was a sense of humor in it. I don't want to give away the ending, but there's a really nice touch. After you've gone through all of this, who should you see at the end but Brendan Fraser, who's the star of the show, on screen saying that he's enjoyed talking to you, but he would have been much happier. And he screams, "If I'd got my cup of coffee!"
Yeah.
Sounds like me in the mornings.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, those stood out. At Disney World, Mission Space, still a fabulous ride. I'm an old space junkie. And if you really want to have a sense of what it's like to blast off in a rocket, this one's recommended. I talked to Jim Lovell, who was the captain of Apollo 13.
One of our friends, yes.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I met Lovell back in 1970 when I was a kid, so it was neat meeting him again after all these years.
We got to wrap up in 15 seconds.
So. Okay, but anyway, bottom line is another really realistic ride. Both parks have good reasons to go back to Orlando this year.
Always a reason to head back to Orlando. Check out the new things happening there. James Carolus, thanks for joining us this morning and letting us know what is happening on the Orlando scene.
My pleasure.
Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Back to sports probably means back to school, or even back to pain. While school may not be an option, living with back pain is. Langley Chiropractic North and South realizes that you are in pain and that you want attention now. Call or walk in to either location when you experience any discomfort due to grinding it out on the practice field or simply performing everyday tasks that cause back pain. Visit Langley Chiropractic at either of their two Muncie locations, 2010 East 9th Street or 2991 North Oakwood.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich, and that Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You don't accept anything as long 30? As you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow.
Anyway, that's not my call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's just so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Ella Sobel in studio, discussing our upcoming summer travel plans, Steve.
Oh, yes. I think our summer travel plans are pretty well all set. I mean, it looks like a great summer coming up. And starting off at the end of the month of June will be Cape Cod. First time in 25 years back to Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
It's like a homecoming almost, Steve.
My grandfather had a house there for many, many years, for almost 30 years. And haven't been back since they sold the old house. And so it's a chance for us to stay in Easton, Massachusetts. Penny House Inn will be our host, bed and breakfast, named one of the top bed and breakfasts.
Oh, wow. B&B up on Cape Cod. Well, how can you do
better
than that?
Can't beat that.
Cooked order breakfast afternoon. They have juice and cider and cookies and muffins and pastries. And you're right in the heart of everything because, I mean, I looked at the map and I would say within 5 miles, hey, there's Coast Guard Beach and Nauset Light Beach, which are in part of the Cape Cod National Seashore, the National Park Service. And on the other side is the calmer, warmer water of Cape Cod Bay. And the beach is maintained by the town of Eastham itself, as well as the freshwater pond system. They call them kettle ponds. A great pond is a place that I used to spend much time as a little boy. And now as a big boy, I will be going back and also checking out some of the places we used to eat. They're still in business. Rookie's Pizzeria in Wellfleet. I promise that this time I will not stand on the front step and pretend I am gagging up my meal, and that way I won't get a spanking.
Well, then maybe you ought to do that. Maybe you will get a spanking.
Oh, yes. Well, I noticed that here in the newspaper today, and there's a federal election in Canada coming up on the 28th of June, and the Marijuana Party, they actually have a candidate running who runs a let's say, a house of correction for naughty boys in Ottawa. So they made sure that she is running in the same riding as the Liberal Party whip. So.
But they're still sleeping right now, getting over last night.
I hope she wins. Yeah. Oh, wouldn't that be neat if the dominatrix beat the whip?
Yes, you will enjoy paying your taxes, yes. But
well, that sounds like Revenue Canada as it is.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
and you'll enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
But that is on the agenda and up to Provincetown and visiting some of the restaurants in the area. Orleans, I have to see whether the Bassett Wild Animal Farm is still there in Brewster. So
and,
hey.
And the one that you named Isabel, right?
Yes, that's the Bassett Hound. Yes. There?
Yeah. Well, listen, one thing, the ostriches would be our restaurant, but one of the things you got to understand about Travel World, over the years and our choice of destinations, particularly New England, have been mostly motivated by us reminiscing about the good times of our past. And Stephen has a lot of great stories about growing up and his trips to Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And when we would go, whether through north of Boston region or New Hampshire or even through Vermont, it actually, this kind of reminiscing spawned our annual vacation or annual spring trip to Vermont. For us, it's almost like a vacation because we just enjoy it so damn much. But for Steve, it's kind of like a homecoming. So we've been down a lot of the old road. We've been down the Route 7 in Vermont to Rutland, and we almost made it to Keene, New Hampshire. We went down through Bellows Falls a few times.
We'll be going back to Bellows Falls the middle of August. Actually, we'll be arriving there on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Friday, August 13th. Oh, yes. Two nights down there. We'll be doing a show live from Bellows Falls with Robert McBride and Charlie Hunter, and seeing out whether the ghosts happen to arrive on Friday night.
Ooh, I'm sorry, so you said goat.
Yes.
Yeah, there, that joke again. But no, for
we do pass the memorial on the way on the highway.
And don't forget St. Johnsbury.
St. Johnsbury from up, but you never went through St. Jay to get to.
No, the highway hadn't been put through all the way, so that was not on the route. We would go through Burlington and Montpelier.
Yeah, St. Jay is something that we've done recently, and that was after we did a trip to North Conway, New Hampshire. We stopped in St. Johnsbury because of the brand new Lindcrest Hotel that they put up there with Jim and Brett, and we had such a great stay there. We were so impressed by this property back in 2002 that they invited us back I don't know how many times. So, and every time we go there, it's a warm welcome, and that's typical of the people of St. Johnsbury. So, yeah, by all means, this Comfort Inn in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, fantastic. Great place, great breakfast. They have a waffle. You make your own waffles.
And great staff.
Breakfast. Yeah, and the pool, the whirlpool, something we always enjoy.
Oh, sauna. The whirlpool.
Sauna, yeah.
When it works. And when Willem doesn't come in and pour water all over me.
Well, that's
when I try and relax.
And a very...
that's tradition, though, isn't it?
Yes,
and you can just sort of, you can relax as well in the in the changing room. They have a shower stall there, private shower stall.
With a seat. With a seat.
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. Yes, you can just let the water pound all over you, yes.
And I'm going to just say that I'm off to Fairbanks, Alaska on the 23rd of this month, too.
I'll recreate the experience by going to the Thibault and Brunel Ice Factory in the Point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's summertime. It'll be nice. The sun will
be out. Oh, yeah, the flies will be out.
It'll be -5 instead of -55. Oh, great.
At least I won't be with the two bugs that I'm sitting in the studio with right now.
Oh, man, go to hot places, not cold places.
It'll be hot. I'll be there.
You know what, Steve? Every woman, that's all they ever say. I want to go to the weird places.
Oh, yes, they all want to go to the safaris there in Kenya. Yes, I got
line
gonna
of around 6 of them
wanted to go there.
I'm going to
cross. I'll share a tent and we'll paint on it. Lion's lunch pail.
I'm actually going to be crossing the Arctic Circle to go see a small Eskimo village called Inuktitut Pass. I'm really looking forward to that.
Just wait till December. You'll see a little Eskimo village called Dollar DeZormo.
Oh, Willem.
are you going to take photos? We've already got the press
kits. Don't worry, Stephen. I'll buy postcards,
this,
right?
This blank white sheet here. That's Alaska in winter. That's Alaska in summer.
I'm gonna cross the Arctic Circle right now, Cirque.
we cross the Arctic Circle. Good Lord. And
I'm going to punch you guys when we're off the air.
At least we were smart enough when we visited Iceland to visit Reykjavik, and something which had at least some significance. You want to go to the Faroe Islands.
That's right.
Yes, and every time I think of the Faroe Islands,
I do. To go to the Faroe Islands.
My uncle thought it was great in the Second World War.
With a brain.
Me.
I said with a brain.
Me.
Yeah, they're talking about people who don't have a brain. Yes. Oh. Yes.
If I only had a brain.
Yeah. Good Lord. The Faroe Islands. Who?
Don't worry, Willem. I won't invite you to come with me.
Oh, my God. There is a God.
But didn't you say you were going to get me a one-way ticket at some point?
Yes.
There
exactly.
We go.
Oh, listen. Same conditions as Peter Sovey and the trip to
now,
Hawaii.
Now.
No. Mm. 10 Haji specials in 1 hour.
Then you have to go to Woodman's and eat the all-you-can-eat luscious fried clam platter.
And then go out on the whale-watching boat with all the other women who say, I want to go whale-watching.
Well, they love it too. Yes, they love the whale-watching.
Tell you
yes.
What, I'll do that if you sit next to me, Willem, because when it's time for me to rid myself of all these culinary
and
delights.
And lunch?
I am not going on a whale-watching boat. I am sorry. Pictures of whales are fine for me. You know what? I believe they exist.
Is that pictures or postcards, Willem?
Postcards, yes.
I've done whale watching twice. I can cross it off my list.
Yeah, someone finally gets it. A postcard.
Yeah.
It was funny. We went to St. Johnsbury a couple of years ago with this one.
Oh, and the driving rainstorm standing out there getting sopping wet to get pictures.
Says, take a look at the giant maple syrup can in front
it
of Maple
really
Grove Farms.
Nice.
So she takes a picture, and it's so picturesque that I walked into the dry gift shop and noticed a postcard of exactly the same shot.
Which had been taken under ideal conditions by a professional photographer.
Retouched.
Yes.
Stop
airbrushed. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The politically correct group watching it in the tour. Yes.
Yes. With friends like these.
The focus group.
They wouldn't even hold my umbrella, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, we did. We held it over our own heads.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Why should we get wet? That's our prerogative.
Even though it was my umbrella.
Well, we closed it, shook it, and gave it back to you.
Yeah, you shook it on me.
That's what I mean.
That's to create the dog experience, too.
Go to your dish, dog.
Yes.
Speaking somewhere
of
distance,
the Liberal Party whip. Yeah. It all comes back.
Yes, and talking about whip, there's many rotaries down at Cape Cod, too. So hopefully we won't get lost.
A
yes.
Reference to Farley.
Yes. A man far before his time. A man was a trendsetter. If there's a trendsetter's award, hey, that man gets it.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, we go down through Vermont, Bellows Falls, and we could have easily gone down through Keene, New Hampshire, which was the original route you used to take, but we're going to be going down through Manchester, New Hampshire on the 93, and we'll take, what's the
Highway route? 3, then through Nashua, Lowell, Chelmsford, onto the 128 bypass. I'll remember to bring my potty. And then on
Porta
to
potty.
Porta potty, yes.
Do you think in Chelmsford we'd be able to spend some time at Gary's Ice Cream?
Yes, maybe, but he may not be open at the
is
hour
that
we're
as
passing
good as
through.
Hodges?
True.
But maybe on the way back he
not
will
as
just
good
be open.
No. Hodges is
the king of ice cream.
We should be passing there around 11 a.m. on the way back if we leave Cape Cod at 8. So around 11 a.m. pull off at Chelmsford to Gary's Ice Cream.
Yeah, Gary's Ice Cream has a... Gary himself has a show on WCAP Lowell, and he does a sock hop. Sort of a
Saturday
60s
evening.
And
yes,
50s music fest with classic cars and so on. So
it's a big name down in the Boston area. Many years at WBZ. Gary Francis, great man.
Gary Francis, fantastic. Well, we're ready to take our break. Stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite soon on the ABC Radio Network. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Something the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Help.
Travel World Radio Show.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet?
Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Birdling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
News, information, and entertainment 24 hours, 7 days a week. This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Ellis Obel in the studio, and our special guest, one of our greatest friends. We call him the fearless leader. That would be Neil Drabkin himself. Neil, welcome back to the show.
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're doing just fine,
just
Neil.
Fine. Having a great morning here, and you were recently out in California.
That's right, and if I'm not mistaken, gentlemen, that was Prince with Cream, wasn't it?
That was Prince with Cream, and that was the Neil Drabkin theme song. We wanted to play Suicide Blonde, okay, because we followed in the footsteps of former Prime Minister Kim Campbell going to California, but is probably something else you found.
Well, very appropriate, and you didn't even know it, because let me tell you, my first evening in wonderful California during Oscar week was spent at Ashton Kutcher's Dolce Restaurant.
Ooh.
In West Hollywood, and lo and behold, who was there in a private room dining the same evening I was there? None other than Prince.
Oh.
With a very large entourage, so...
Everything connects?
Very appropriate that you should play that song.
Well, it's always appropriate. When I think of you, Neil, that's what I think about. But did you notice that Prince is going on tour now and he's not playing any of his old hits? That sucks.
Well, he is Prince, after all.
Yeah, that's true. Well, now, Neil, tell us more about your trip.
Well, let me tell you, we started off at Dolce Restaurant, which is Ashton Kutcher, who is a very hot actor, restaurant in West Hollywood, and it's the in spot. But I don't know, the food was very mediocre, let me tell you that. One thing
you had to pay for it.
Well, besides that, speaking of paying, one of the things that I learned is that when they offer you the appetizer special...
Uh-huh.
You should perhaps ask for the price. because they had an appetizer special of some concoction with truffles. And that appetizer special came out to $40 U.S., and that was before the main course.
Good Lord, that's like eating at Pizza Hut in Manchester. Neil, if you ever go to Europe and you go to the Dutch hotel and they offer you the soup, you better take it. That's the advice I give you.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
And, otherwise, there's a lineup to get in. In line was Stephen Bishop, songwriter, composer, who...
who did the song for theme song for Tootsie.
That is correct, and he was there as well. And from there, it was a very, very interesting week because, as I said, I was there during Oscar week, and there was many parties going on. Of course, Canada had a very important contribution to that Oscar event, Les Invasions Barbares.
Sure.
With Daniel Arcand, which ended up winning the Oscar, and I had an opportunity to see Monsieur Arcand and others at the Canadian Consulate General, where a party was held.
It was actually one of the more palatable thank you speeches, too.
Absolutely. He's a very humble man. He's a very humble man, and it's strange enough, after winning so many awards, that he'd be so humble. He's picked up awards all over the world. And so,
I'll try to make a movie in Quebec. That'll humble you.
There you go. Another starlet that was at the party was Nia Vardalos.
Ooh, her, yeah. From Big Fat Greek Wedding Lady.
My great Greek wedding fame. And
that remake of Victor Victoria that she's put out.
Yeah. Mentioning other stars I saw that period of time was none other than Donald Trump.
You met Donald Trump there?
I met Donald Trump. He was dining at Spago Restaurant, which is a very renowned place, of course, in Beverly Hills.
Sure. How was his hair?
His hair is as you see it on television, no better, no worse. He was there with his lovely, I guess, fiancée now, who is at his side, and...
Well, there's a word that makes her gut wretch, the word fiancé. Anyway, carry on.
He was dining with Mark Burnett, executive producer of his very own show, The Apprentice.
The Apprentice, and he talks about it in his book, his latest book, How to Get Rich, which, in spite of the title, is actually a very interesting read.
Yes, indeed. And he was a very popular... the autograph seekers and the paparazzi were outside of Spago. I could see them out the window, and he was very, very popular and indulged many of them. He signed quite a few autographs before he moved into his limousine and sped off into the moonlight with his darling fiancée.
In a black Mercedes headed towards a bridge?
No, it was actually a Lincoln Town car.
Stretch. Okay, yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Had opportunity to stay at the lovely Marigo Hotel. It's a JW Marriott property in Santa Monica, right on the beach on Ocean Drive.
And there's a W in that name.
There's a W in that name. It has 172 beautiful rooms. I was given a room overlooking the Pacific Ocean with a terrace, and it makes you feel that you're at home at your beach home in Malibu.
Oh, boy.
And dined at the Cezanne restaurant, which offers fine California cuisine. Beautiful restaurant and a beautiful setting. The hotel has a European flavor, and there are people there from all over the world.
Would you say sort of a German-European kind of a flavor there, Neil?
I think so. A little bit of French-inspired as well.
And your home beach in sort of a beach house in Malibu feel?
You feel like you're a little bit on the French Riviera right there in California, and the sunsets from the room were spectacular.
That is awesome.
Earth tone colors in the room. Just a luxurious place to be. Marble, granite in the lobby as you walk in.
Mm.
And it's just a wonderful escape. So anybody going down to Santa Monica, or for the Los Angeles area for that matter, should really check out Le Marigo. As I said, a JW Marriott Hotel. And
Marriott, big a shot.
Only 172 rooms, so it's not one of these high-rise places
right.
In Beverly Hills.
Sort of a boutique kind of a property, would you say?
Exactly. It's a boutique kind of property, and it's a place that you are close to Los Angeles when you're in Santa Monica.
Did you try the upgraded amenities?
I didn't have an opportunity to do that, but there's many, many upgraded amenities. There are massages that are available.
Massage?
Complete
now you're talking me language, man.
Complete workout
Or complete
area.
Massage, yes, okay.
Yeah, now you're talking Stephen's language.
So that was very good, and I had just a wonderful time in California. Strolled down Sunset Boulevard, which never ceases to amaze me, with all of the people out on the cafes.
Oh, Sunset is amazing.
It's just a wonderful place to be. And
so, Neil, who's your favorite star or starlet that you've seen out there? I mean, everybody's got their movie babe. Mine's Kate Winslet.
Well, I saw Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
I must tell you that she was bombarded by the paparazzi as she was walking into the Cannon...
The Cement Lafarge building?
The Cannon Theater in Beverly Hills to go see a play, and there were many of the starlets going into that play.
Neil, you used to drive a Malibu.
Everything's connected.
And now you drive a German car.
This morning. We didn't even talk about that, but everything seems to be connected this morning.
Well, this is the magic of the show.
This
magic
is true.
Of Travel World. Anyway, and, of course, it was a W hotel.
Yeah, you see, W, Malibu, German. You know, I'm not German, but your car is.
There you go. See? You're not the Malibu, though.
So you basically had that German kind of feel, so the European feel, in your Malibu-style beach house, so you've got that connection there, and it was a W hotel. See? It all connects.
And Neil also saw Prince.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, Prince.
And Cream.
He was dining in pasta, I must say. But he didn't come out into the main part of the restaurant.
No, he wouldn't.
We could see him through the curtain. The curtain was slightly open, and he could be seen.
What was the most exciting thing you did there, Neil?
I think the Oscar parties. I attended a couple of them, as I said. And also, after the Oscars were finished that evening, there was a party that went on at Morton's in West Hollywood, and I had the opportunity to be just outside of the party in the media area, and that was spectacular because we could see all of the winners arrive. That is the party to be at after the Oscars.
Now, do they know beforehand that they're the winner?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, really?
It's a strictly kept secret.
No, I thought it was one of those, we're conspiracy theorists, we just figure they all know, and they walk in, because they're actors, they can really fake a good reaction.
Not at all.
Now? Do I do it now? No.
The spectacular part of the evening was seeing the lovely and talented, and very beautiful, I might say, because I saw her as close as I've seen you gentlemen, Charlize Theron.
You saw Charlize Theron.
Yes, indeed, the winner of the Oscar for Best Actress.
She deserved that. Did you see that movie?
I didn't see the
amazing.
Movie,
amazing.
No.
Oh, you got to see that movie. I mean, I follow those kinds of stories because I enjoy stories about women serial killers, but that's a topic for another day. And
what also is very telling is the extent to which the stars stop to sign autographs or take pictures. Many of them are not interested in that at all, and I think they should be reminded that they are in this show business mainly because of the fans. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, but then again, you can understand, especially in the States, a lot of the fans overdo it to the point where they say, like, get out of my hair. In Montreal, I found that they tend to leave the stars alone, and the stars kind of like that, and that's why it's kind of nice for them to come up here. But that's just me plugging Montreal.
Hollywood of the North.
Well, sure. Well, nice. We wish. Although, like I say, making a movie in Quebec, that'll humble you.
And I must say, I traveled Delta Airlines this time, and the service was excellent.
And they landed in the right place.
And landed in the right place on time. I had taken the flight back, the red eye, which left Los Angeles at 1:30 a.m. The latest flight I think I've taken, or you might say the earliest flight I've ever taken.
Good Lord, Neil, don't ever do that again.
No.
That was so that I could max out my time.
Maximize the time in Los Angeles. The Neil Drabkin way in California. Neil Drabkin.
Our man about town. Our
California Report.
Our greatest scenesters. Neil, welcome, and thanks for joining us on Travel World today. Stay tuned, everybody. This is the Travel World radio show across America via satellite. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free.
Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard, telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Another typical vacation. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio. Ella Sobel as well. Special guest on the line talking about fun things that we can do, Steve.
Yes, so Montreal is the city of festivals. We've talked about that in past shows with Mayor Gérald Tremblay. And, of course, there's a new festival on the horizon. It's a new intercultural festival that premieres this month in Montreal. Herman Alves is the director of the festival. It's his baby. It's his brainchild. And he joins us now on the air on Travel World. Good morning.
Good morning, Willem. How are you?
Good. That was Stephen talking to you.
Oh, Stephen, I apologize.
Oh, no problem. We sound alike. No, we don't. And we don't look alike. And we just happen to be on the air together. And I don't know. I don't know him, and he doesn't know me. And
okay, Steve.
Don't worry. There's a table between them. It's okay. All right. It's all good.
We're bookends.
Now, what gave you the idea to start this festival, and what is it all about?
Well, as you know, as you said, Montreal is the city of festivals, and in Montreal, there's a lot of different, there's a lot of the festivals, and there's one, there's a lot of what they call the fête de quartier, which is like neighborhood feasts. You've got the Ukrainians doing their thing, and the Italians and the Indians, and it's all in little pockets of the city. And I figured, you know, it's about time that we bring all of these feasts local feasts or cultural feasts under one umbrella. In order for us to discover each other, it's not so much about Italians for the Italians or the Ukrainians for the Ukrainians, but it's more about Les Québécois or Canadians discovering the riches of these cultures from around the world. So we set up this festival called the Rhythms of the World Festival, the Festival des Rythmes du Monde, which is really to bring all these communities together under one roof, under one event, at one time slot, and everybody from all walks of life can come in and just discover these different cultures.
The Rhythms Festival. I must say, this is very typical Montreal, and I am all for any kind of a festival. I mean, it's very typical of a Montrealer to take any excuse and make a festival out of it, and I'm totally for that, being a Montrealer. And this is actually worthwhile doing. It must be mentioned that just going to Montreal, mm-hmm. you're going to experience all this. And so having all this even highlighted is a great introduction for anybody who wants to visit us.
Now, what part of you're near downtown. This is going to take place. And somebody visiting Montreal, they can basically walk to where the festival is taking place.
Well, they could. It's a good 10-minute, 15-minute walk from downtown, but it's actually along the Lachine Canal. There's cities are around the world are known for their canal arteries, their waterways, and the Lachine Canal was opened to boating about 2 years ago. So now it's a beautiful park. It crosses the city, the city crosses the island of Montreal from east to west. For people who know Montreal, we're an island, so it crosses the island from east to west, and it's a federal park, which has a lot of potential, and there's a lot of big plans for this this federal park in the future. So we figured this was the year for us to position ourselves along the Lachine Canal, because it's 14 kilometers long, so we can technically recreate a mini Expo 67 by having different countries from around the world come and present their culture. And we do it via three common themes, which is the arts of the table, or les arts de la table, so gastronomy. People can come and taste different foods from these countries. And they can also buy music. So we have les arts de la scène, or the stage. So we invite artists from around the world to come and play and present their music. And of course, visual arts, sculptures and painters will be also highlighted. So kind of bringing three elements that are easily identifiable by everyone from around the world.
Now, how many countries are participating, or how many ethnic groups have you got so far to participate?
Well, the first year, since it was our incubation year, we only have 9 countries. We decided to start off with Europe, because Europe was the part of the world that kind of discovered North America and brought their cultures over here. So we went and we kind of spotlighted or chose the biggest cultural presence in Montreal. And so we started with Portugal, which is the farthest country in Western Europe, followed by Spain, Ireland, Italy. We got the Rhythm Tzigane, which is a gypsy culture. It's mainly Hungarian, but anyway, it's a gypsy. Then we have Middle East. And then we have Cuba, Haiti, and Canada. We finished with Canada. We actually having our theme is Aboriginal Rhythms, because we want not just Canadians to discover countries from outside of Canada, but also have those countries from outside of Canada, or those people present here from outside of Canada, to discover Canada. So we call it Aboriginal Rhythms. We actually have a Mi'kmaq Indian coming from an Aboriginal artist coming from Vancouver. His name is Mac McKenzie, and he's got a new band called Indian Boy, which sounds like Indian Boy, and he's just amazing, and so he's going to play on the 20th of June.
Now, how does somebody find out more information about the festival? How much does it, for example, does it cost, or where would they get tickets?
Okay, well, very simple. To get information, the best way is through the website. Our site is, our address is very simple. It's rhythms.tv, just simply rhythms.tv, that's rhythms.tv, like television. And all the information is there, both in English and French. There's also a form that you can fax in to order your tickets. But the tickets are not expensive. They're $15 to see the shows, which start at 9 o'clock. And if you like to have a cocktail and dinner 3 hours prior to the show, it's $45 Canadian.
Well, very, very reasonably priced compared to a lot of festivals in different parts of Canada and the United States.
Yes.
I know you got Ella very excited because you mentioned Portugal.
As your number one. Yes, I'm a big advocate of Portugal. I love the country. I go there almost every year.
Wow. Well, we have this wonderful singer called Sao. She's filled Place des Arts a few times over. She has three albums, and she's going to be opening the festival. SAO is her, is her name. Anyway,
If you send a ticket, I know Ella's going to go, because all things Portugal, yes. That's Ella.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind.
Excellent.
And the festival runs from what date to what date in the month of June?
It starts on Saturday the 12th of June and closes on the 20th of June, on Sunday the 20th of June. Actually, it's on Father's Day, and it's just on the eve of Aboriginal Day in Canada.
And just the day before the summer solstice.
A great way to sort of begin the summer, because you get people outdoors, and as you mentioned, along the Lachine Canal and that whole area of revitalization in the city of Montreal, walking distance to downtown, easily accessible by the city subway system, the metro. It brings people together. It's a chance for them to get out, not only learn about the different cultures and events and partake of the food and the arts and meet people. They just mingle and people watch, and that's one of the great things about summertime in the city.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like a great festival. The first of it begins June 12th to 20th, the Rhythms of the World Festival, Montreal edition, the premiere of a new intercultural festival here in the city of Montreal, joins the multitude of great reasons to come and visit Montreal. And as I say, covering two weekends, so something to do on those weekend getaways as you head to Montreal. The website again, www.rhythms.tv, for Rhythms of the World Festival, Montreal edition, June 12th to 20th. Herman Alves, the director, the creator, the originator of the festival, thanks for joining us this morning on Travel World.
Thanks for joining us, Travel. So ends another show, Steve. Another
Portuguese
hour is coming up. Yeah, Ella in Portugal. You got her excited right away.
Yes, she's taking over the path of the late, great Jack Curran.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Golf on the Algarve.
That's
now you've got to take
that's
up
it.
Golf.
Yeah, that's it.
And go there in March.
Hello, well, go to Portugal any time of the year.
No, Portugal makes a lot more sense than going to
the Faroe
like
Islands,
Faroe
right?
Islands.
No, we're going to send you for golf in Anchorage in March. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, the Faroe Islands, you may as well stand in the middle of Lynch Island. It's Lake St. Louis when it's frozen over in winter. That's Faroe Islands there.
Yes.
Recreate the experience.
And you would be closer to civilization if you stood on Lynch Island, wouldn't you?
Well, no. You add 15 men to it, and now you got Alaska.
Actually, Alaska and Nevada are the two states that have more populated more with men than women.
So you why would any guy would want to move there?
I'm a woman.
I said guy.
We're not talking about men. We're talking about my trip to Alaska.
Go ahead. Just take pictures.
Yeah. I will.
We need to make money on the website.
With that piece of information, maybe Leslie Roberts will want to visit there this year and do a story, yes?
Yeah, well, that's, I got not much else choice, right?
Yeah. He'll be wanting to go there. But hey, they're passing the ideas along for summertime travel.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Keep listening.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana. WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada. And other stations throughout America.